Bear Country 95.3 and Kenny Chesney. She's got it all. 749, and Mick is here from Montague Webworks. We're going online right now. Good morning, Mick. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Kevin.
I know.
Oof. Yeah, you've been hearing it. You're sick of hearing it, but baby, it's cold outside.
It is cold outside. Wind chill advisory, by the way, until 7 o'clock tomorrow. 10 above will be the high for today. What website are we going to today, Mick?
We are going to ready.gov.
Okay, ready.gov. Why are we going there?
Well, our federal government was kind enough to put together a website to keep us prepared. It's a preparedness website for all kinds of different situations. And so if you go down the left side and you click on natural disasters, at the bottom of the list that comes up, winter storms and extreme cold.
Interesting. What do they suggest?
Well, they suggest, you know, the normal things that you would think about, you know, set the taps going. You know, this is mostly for the home and for yourself, adequate clothing and blankets to keep you warm, et cetera.
Yeah.
Winterize your vehicle, winterize your home, know the terms. So it's a pretty full website. I mean, I've never heard of it. I was looking around, what are we going to talk about today?
Right.
And
it's
timely. Emergency alerts, evacuate yourself and your family, and tornadoes and tsunamis, and just,
I think I'd be more interested in preparing your home for the extreme cold weather. I hear so many people burst pipes, you know, when it gets below zero and you get the wind chill, you get the wind going. You know, everyone's talking about, oh, this pipe burst. I don't even know where this pipe is, and
right.
It froze up.
Yeah, it's happened to me a couple of times, and it's interesting. Some of the pipes in my house that froze, I didn't realize they were near an open crack, so that the wind was blowing in on them. That's how they froze. So, you know, you take the hair dryer or the heater things. Yeah, and you just sort of, I turned it on and propped it up and just left it there, left the taps open, and about 10 minutes later,
it was okay.
Started coming out.
Oh, all right.
They suggest instead, if you even, and I know, like, my sister-in-law, her pipes froze, and it was already inside of one of those, like, pool floaty tube things, you know, like the insulated, I don't know, the wrap insulation.
Yeah, I got those.
Yeah, and it still froze even in those conditions. So they say,
It's cold.
Take all that stuff off, wrap the pipes in rags, and then pour hot water.
Onto the rags
that are wrapped around the pipes.
Interesting.
So now you've got the hot water, you know, and I guess it's cheaper than, you know, running a thing on it, but it'll run along, you know, the length of where the stuff is, and they say it'll work fast.
From what I understand, this is not from personal experience, but from what I understand, you're supposed to warm it up gradually, not like immediately.
Right.
That's the wrong thing.
You don't want to crack your pipes.
Exactly.
You don't want to shock.
That's the worst.
Okay. Well, this is what ready.gov was suggesting.
Ready.gov, government website. You know, when it's .gov, it's something...
Something good.
Oh, that's a matter of opinion.
That's the NSA is listening to this right now.
Our website of the week from Montague Webworks. Mick, running the show over at Montague Webworks. New year now. Is it time for a new website? Is it time for... maybe a refurbished website.
A redo of what you got.
I know that includes a lot of the folks that you work with. They already have a website,
yeah.
But it looks like it doesn't look good at all.
I'd say half the people that give me a call already have something and they're ready to step up, or they started to work on it. Or I got a call yesterday from a woman that's got a practice down in Northampton, and she's like, I set this thing up in April.
Mm-hmm.
And haven't really done anything with it because I'm not sure quite what to do, and I've been hanging on to it. And it's 2014, and...
Well, Mick is there for that.
I'm here.
Mick is there for that next step. So if you are looking at refurbishing your website, bringing your website up to where you want it to be when you go online, representing your business, representing your group, talk to Mick over at Montague Webworks. And remember that Montague Webworks is also on our 30% off store, popular over at the 30% off store, and the website bear953.com. That's where you get the link. $100 gift certificates for... all the services over at Montague website, Montague Webworks, only $70, and that represents that 30% discount. All right, buddy, we'll talk to you next week.
See you next week.
All right, Mick from Montague Webworks, 754.